Hello everyone. Today, I want to talk to you about the immune system and its connection to diseases. The immune system is very important because it protects our bodies from harmful germs like bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens. Without a working immune system, we would get sick very often. To understand how it protects us, we need to look at the different parts that make up the system and how they work together. The immune system is made up of many parts that work together. These include white blood cells, antibodies, the spleen, lymph nodes, and bone marrow. Among these, white blood cells act like soldiers. They search the body for germs and fight them. Antibodies are special proteins that help the body recognize and destroy these germs more easily. When germs enter the body, the immune system responds quickly to stop them from spreading and causing harm. Sometimes, the immune system is strong enough to fight infections before you notice any symptoms. Other times, the infection is stronger and you may feel sick with a fever, tiredness, or coughing. The immune system protects us in two main ways: through innate immunity and adaptive immunity. Innate immunity is the natural defense you are born with. It includes barriers like the skin and mucous membranes, which prevent germs from entering the body. It also involves cells that attack germs immediately. Adaptive immunity, on the other hand, develops over time. This type of immunity helps the immune system learn to recognize specific germs after the first infection. For example, if you get chickenpox once, your immune system remembers the virus, so you usually will not get it again. Vaccines use this idea by introducing a small, safe part of a germ to the body, helping the immune system prepare to fight without causing illness. However, the immune system can sometimes make mistakes. One problem occurs in autoimmune diseases, where the immune system attacks the body's own healthy cells by mistake. Diseases like type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and multiple sclerosis are examples. These conditions can cause serious problems because the body is essentially fighting itself. Another problem is immunodeficiency, which happens when the immune system is weak or does not work properly. People with immunodeficiency are more likely to get infections because their bodies cannot fight germs well. A well-known example is HIV, a virus that attacks important immune cells, making it harder for the body to defend itself. Besides infections, the immune system is also involved in fighting cancer. Normally, immune cells can recognize and destroy abnormal cells before they grow into cancer. But sometimes, cancer cells avoid detection by the immune system. This has led scientists to develop treatments called immunotherapy, which help the immune system find and destroy cancer cells more effectively. In addition to these factors, recent research shows that lifestyle habits can affect the immune system's strength. Eating a healthy diet, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, and managing stress all support a strong immune system. In contrast, habits like smoking, poor nutrition, and lack of sleep can weaken the immune system and increase the risk of diseases. To sum up, the immune system is our body's defense against many diseases. It protects us from infections, remembers germs to fight them better next time, but can also cause problems when it attacks the body or becomes weak. By understanding how the immune system works and supporting it with healthy habits, we can improve our chances of staying well. Thank you for listening.